latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Well, John Stones is set to make his City debut against Sunderland in the opening game of the new Premier League campaign. He'll go straight in for the Saturday's opening match, but fellow centre-back Nicolas Otamendi requires a fitness test after a tendon problem, while skipper Vincent Kompany is still out with a thigh injury. Elkin Mangala lacks match fitness after his late return to training following Euro 2016. Two other summer signings, Ilkay Gundogan and Leroy Sané, are both injured with respective knee and hamstring problems, but striker Nolito and midfielder Alexander Zinchenko could also make their first starts for City against the Black Cats. Well, as for the possibility of John Stones playing, boss Pep Guardiola said, "We finally could pick him, and it's important for us to have a young English player with huge talent, not just to defend, but for the build-up, his intelligence and the ability to play through the lines. He's a good player, he's fit, he's played four or five, six friendly games with Ronald Koeman at Everton. He had a lack of time with his teammates, but he reads the game, so they're people who are intelligent, he reads what's going on, and I think he is ready to play." As for Otamendi, said Nicholas is better, he had a problem with his tendon, he'll be fit, but we have a little eye on the game in Romania in the Champions League, so we'll see whether he'll play against Sunderland. He said, "I know 80 to 90% who will play on Saturday, but I will sleep on it. It's almost done, not quite 100%. I need my dreams to make the right decision." Well, City boss Pep Guardiola has also cast doubt on whether goalkeeper Joe Hart remains a part of his long-term plans. Asked how central Hart was to City, Guardiola said he's happy with the England international's behaviour and what he means to the club, before adding, "After we are going to decide inside the doors, now he is a player of us." Pep Guardiola as well could also look to sign another striker before the end of the transfer window if Wilfred Bonny leaves Manchester City. He has a host of players who can play in attacking roles, but he's concerned the departure of Bonny could make him too reliant on Sergio Aguero staying fit and Kelechi Iheanacho living up to the teenage promise he displayed last season, and he could make a move to try and bring in another forward.